Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and our guest today is Kirk Muspratt, Musical Director of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra, and the maestro is celebrating his 25th anniversary with the orchestra. Now, Kirk, I just called you maestro. Could you explain what that honorific means and when and how you first became one?
Oh, wow. That's a very interesting, complex question, Jonathan. Well, maestro just means teacher, you know, in Italian. So, and they use it for many people, you know, they can call you a maestro of poetry or, you know, maestro of painting. I don't know if I can tell you, I mean, in a few words, how I became a conductor. I started out, you know, when I was 6 years old, playing the piano in a little coal mining town, my home in Alberta. And then I was very lucky to somehow get into Juilliard in New York and then study in Philadelphia and then study in Vienna. And, you know, little by little by little, long journey, complicated journey, rewarding journey, and very fortunate journey. I was a very lucky guy.
Now, on February 15th, you will be speaking to an audience at the Center for the Visual Arts, a program called Stories with Kirk, and you'll tell us about that journey through the classical musical world. But I'm wondering, when did you first think that you could pursue a career in classical music? And in fact, was it classical music that first interested you?
Well, I always loved music since I was a little boy. And of course, when you get to be a teenager, you want to do things like play in a rock and roll band. So I did that for a while. But I always loved music and people, like, you know, you play a piece of Bach or you play a piece of Beethoven. And, you know, I was always intrigued by it and moved by it, excited by it. And then with a series of very unlikely, I call them lightning bolts, Jonathan, just where something hits in my life and you go, wow, that changes your life forever. You know, it's the opposite of being in a car crash, which would change your life forever. But it's a lightning bolt that hits you and all of a sudden you're headed off in a completely different direction. So when I was 17, I got invited to go to the United States to study and that was it. You know, I went from practicing an hour a day to practicing 8 hours a day, and I was hooked.
And practicing which instrument?
The piano. I was a pianist forever. I never thought about being a conductor until I was about maybe almost 30 years old. I never thought of it. It's like if you told me I was going to play center for the Bears next year, I go, sure, you know, or I was going to become a ballet dancer. I never thought about it. And then again, another lightning bolt hit one day in Philadelphia. And so I started learning to conduct a little bit at a time.
And you trained under some of the great maestros of the late 20th century. What are some of the lessons that they taught you that you found indispensable in your career?
Oh, what a lovely question. Thank you for it. So, for instance, when I got chosen to be the assistant conductor of the St. Louis Symphony by Mr. Slatkin, I had never, ever even been to an education concert, like with an orchestra. I'd never attended one even. So that was part of my job, was doing all the kiddie concerts and the school concerts and things like that. So I would watch him do one, and then he would say, do it just like that. And then he would come and talk to me and say, don't use big words, don't use long sentences, talk to the top of the balcony. Don't lower your voice at the end of sentences. Be much more energized. You know, things like that. So he really was a great example for me in speaking to an audience. With Mr. Silverstein, who in Utah, when I worked for him, he was a person who made me really listen to when I was accompanying an instrument. And he used to be the concertmaster of the Boston Symphony. With Mr. Mazel, Lauren Mazel in Pittsburgh, it was a lot of baton technique. Even he didn't tell me. I just watched his hands and his wrists and his fingers and how he could get the orchestra in a second to do this or that. So, again, a very lucky person to be around great and famous people like those that I just happened to mention.
And I know it's very important for you to promote the young musicians in our region. So before orchestra concerts, the ensembles from the youth orchestra play, and then you also run a competition, the winners of which get to play at the opening of the second half of the concert. What is there one thing you would say to a young musician listening today to encourage them to follow in your footsteps?
A couple of things, actually. If you really love this and you have the support of your parents, and you're fortunate enough to find a really good teacher, then absolutely do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. You'll have to work, you'll have to practice, you'll have to sacrifice. There's other things you might not be able to do. Maybe you can't be on the basketball team because you have orchestra rehearsal. Maybe, I'm saying. But you will have to sacrifice. And I hope you don't find this strange, Jonathan. Now I tell young people to make sure they also study and follow something else that they love or something else that they're good at. Because when you're 12 or 16 or 22, you don't always know how your life is going to journey forward. So I often tell people who are going to music in college, get a double major. Or if you're great at engineering, or you're great at physics, or you're great at writing or something like that, take a double major because the world is changing so rapidly. But absolutely, if you love something as beautiful and wondrous as music, go for it.
So I'm looking forward to the event at the Center for the Visual and Performing Arts, Stories with Kirk, that will take place at 2:30 on Sunday, February the 15th. Tickets are available on the Northwest Indiana Symphony website, nisorchestra.org, for $30. Thank you, Kirk. I really look forward to hearing your stories. Is there one quick story you can end the broadcast with?
A quick story? So I'll tell you the first one. Okay, so I grew up in a very small town, two-room schoolhouse. One room of grade one, one room of grade two. Okay, that's it. Okay, so I started piano in first grade. By about Christmas time, I could play O Canada on the piano. And the teachers were pretty amazed, you know, because I could play O Canada. So we had a piano in each room, and I played O Canada for the grade one class. And then I got to go over to the big grade two class just down the hall and play O Canada for the grade twos. And I was like a big star. So right away, I thought, this is cool. I like this, you know. And that's the first one I remember. Yeah.
And that launched a career. Well, thank you. Thank you, Kirk, for joining us today. Listeners, the event again is on February 15th at 1040 Ridge Road, the Center for the Visual and Performing Arts, Stories with Kirk. You can register online at nisorchestra.org or call the box office at 219-836-0525. Thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We will be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.